This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, 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 really appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, and actually being part of the solution, right? Isn't that what I tell you to do? I don't want you just whatever. I mean, I want you part of the conversation. I want you understanding what we're up against. Man, it's been a crazy, and it's been a crazy busy week, right? I mean, seriously, a lot happening with the Flynn, the DOJ, and the right. They're dying. I mean, they're literally having a heart attack. Schiff, he can't find a rock big enough to crawl under, can he? Remember, I told you for years on this show. He's a liar. He should be brought up on treason charges. He's running around saying he has seen evidence that ties this president to collusion with the Russians. If that is true, and he doesn't show it to us, is he not aiding and abetting the president in that collusion? I think, yay. Well, I don't know if some of you know this, but you know, today is, what is it, this week, or was Teachers Appreciation Week? Now, I know some of you kind of, you know, laugh and oh, yeah, sure. You know what? We got a lot of good teachers out there. We've got a lot of teachers that aren't worth a nickel, but we've got a lot of really good teachers out there who really care about the kids. And they're really willing to work hard to make sure that the kids get the education they deserve. Right? And those people, they do go above and beyond. They really do deserve some recognition. At least I think they do. But we're going to do more of that right, you know, after the first break. But today, I don't know if you guys know this, but today is the national day that we celebrate the ending of World War II. Right? I mean, they were supposed to do flyovers and all kinds of stuff over in Europe, but they decided not to because of how bad it was. But again, you know, we have forgotten, many have forgotten, what today is and what it stands for and why we should, easy for you to say, why we should even make a big deal out of it. Right? But I want you to hear what it sounded like today. From one of our favorite presidents, one of the favorite presidents, Mr. Harry S. Truman. Come on in, Harry.
This is a solemn but glorious hour. I wish that Franklin D. Roosevelt had lived to see this day. General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations. The flags of freedom fly all over Europe. For this victory, we join in offering our thanks to the providence which has guided and sustained us through the dark days of adversity.
In case some of you don't know this, the providence he's talking about, for some odd reason he has a problem using the name of God, the providence he's talking about He's God. But I don't want any... Don't let the lefties hear that, because they're going to get a little crazy, right? If you look at our founding fathers, every time they talked about providence, they were talking about the Almighty. And I know that the, you know, that's bad for the left. You know, they don't like that. Cuomo would rather you say that it was the government who did it all. Were you guys even listening to his speech a few weeks ago when he said, what was it, God didn't do this? And for those of you who say that's not what he said, that's exactly what he said. Go back and listen. Take a listen to what he said, and you're going to see that's exactly what he said. I love it. Some people go, no, that's not what he said. No, it's exactly what he said. Let me say that again. It's exactly what he said. I'm sorry, here's Truman.
And into light. Much remains to be done. The victory won in the West must now be won in the East. The whole world must be cleansed of the evil from which half the world has been freed. United, the peace-loving nations have demonstrated in the West that their arms are stronger by far than the might of dictators or the tyranny of military cliques that once called us soft and weak. The power of our peoples to defend themselves against all enemies will be proved in the Pacific War as it was proved in Europe.
Yep. I mean, think about it. He's hailing the victory. I don't know if you could do that today. I mean, could you? Because they probably would be upset. They would probably say that we were gloating over killing so many people. You know, again, I think I did a piece a couple of months ago. Some of you who are actually paying attention will tell me. But I think I did a piece a couple of months ago where I was looking at the explanation in a history book about the bombing of Pearl Harbor, right? And what we did to stop the war. And when we bombed Japan, right? We were made to be the bad guys in this history book. The ones that your kids are reading in high school and college. Are you checking it out? Are you checking? This is why I say to you, you know, it's kind of ironic. It's honoring Teachers Week or Educators Week or what have you. But are they teaching our kids the right stuff? It's up to you to make sure. Right? Not me. It's up to you to make sure. Truman Sr., your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. God bless America. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, and frankly, being part of the solution. You can't be part of the solution. You guys know the drill. Say it with me. You can't be part of the solution unless you get informed. You can't be spewing the same things that these people are spewing on a regular basis. It's not cool. You know, and I hate it. I hate when they do it. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, because if you're not informed, then you sound just like they do. Right? I mean, seriously, if you think about it, you're sounding exactly like they do. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air. In the chat room, texting it, tweeting. Boy, God bless America. You know, that's all I got to say. the advent of technology. If you think that Joe Biden had issues with his technology, you should be here at this show. when we're trying to use that thing, what is that thing called? Skype. Right? Just amazing. Anyway, again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me bring her on. Since it's Teachers Appreciation Week, Rebecca Friedrich joins me. And we're going to talk about, well, I'm going to hit it from a different angle than she does, but she's the founder of Four Kids in Country, author of Standing Up to Goliath, and a 28-year public school teacher who led the fight against divisive tactics, politics, and corruption in teachers. Man, I am in that. Rebecca, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate your time.
Sure. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Before we get rolling, right, let's set you up and let people know who you are, what you're doing, and how they can get to your site.
Sure. So I, as you mentioned, was a 28-year public school teacher in California. And as a public school teacher, I was forced to fund unions. And a lot of people think unions do a good thing, and they used to. But unfortunately, they've become very corrupt. And so they were using my money to fund policies and curricula and all kinds of issues that are not only against my own personal values and virtues, but were actually bringing harm to my students and damaging my own profession. So I ended up joining 9 other California teachers, and we took the California Teachers Association and the National Education Association to court. And our case, Friedrichs versus California Teachers Association, went to the United States Supreme Court.
Wow.
And eventually, in time, we won. And our case was just all we were asking for was that no one should be forced to fund an organization just for the privilege to work. So we were just asking for freedom. And we eventually won. So now all public sector employees in the United States, all government employees who are part of a union, no longer have to pay that union. Unfortunately, the unions still have monopoly bargaining control. So that's the next step. But you at least no longer have to pay them if you don't agree with them. And people can find me at 4kidsandcountry.org. And our site is full of all kinds of information to help teachers to learn how they can stop funding their union. And a lot of teachers are really scared because they know they need liability insurance and things like that. So we show them how to get those things to protect them.
Yeah, it's really amazing. People don't realize how much power the union actually does have and what it does do in the school districts. A friend of mine who was, he was actually an assembly person here in California, and when he was running for office, his wife was a teacher. And it just infuriated both of them that her dues was going into negative advertising against him. It was just
of course they were.
Amazing. Totally amazing.
Yes, I have a story like that in my book. An Ohio teacher was paying dues upwards of $1,000 a year, and she was getting these slick flyers with pictures of her husband, making him look like a buffoon and calling him all kinds of names. And she funded it, and her Ohio Education Association was listed on the flyer.
You can't make it up. I don't care who you are, it's infuriating. It really is, because especially when it comes to education, you know, where I live, there's, believe it or not, there's 25 different elected officials of school boards, and they're from all walks of life. For the most part, even the Democrats and the Republicans come together for the education of the school kids, for the most part. All right? And it's just amazing how they feel, one side feels that they've got to get the other side out no matter what. Doesn't matter whether they're doing a good job or not. It just it infuriates me to no end, you know?
It's very infuriating.
This is Teacher Appreciation Week, and as you and I both know, there are some great educators out there. There are some teachers out there that are non-political, they don't care about the union, they just want to teach their kids, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you want to know about them?
Well, I think what we should do, let's just talk a little bit about some of those teachers. You know, their hands are tied sometimes by union rules. Their hands are tied by the Ed Code. Here in California, Ed Code makes you crazy because it's so much, I hate to put it this way, but I gotta, it's so different than some real commonsensical work ethics or work values or work rules when it comes to our kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's nothing common sense about it. But the problem is that a lot of teachers are very confused. So what you just named, all these teachers who are very sweet, who really just want to do a good job, who work very hard, and who love their students, who would give their, I know teachers who would give their lives for their students. So it's a very, you know, passionate profession.
Right.
And these teachers just want to teach. But unfortunately, we've all been politicized. We've been forced into this political jockeying, whether we want it or not. But teachers are very confused, because if you go up to the average teacher and just say, hey, your union's a problem, they're going to fight with you. They're going to get upset with you, because they've been told by the union that their union is the good guy and that everybody else is the bad guy picking on teachers. So a lot of teachers haven't figured it out. Teachers like myself, I served as a union rep for 3 years, and I saw from the inside what was going on, and I was bullied and trashed and harassed and everything else. And I saw how terrified teachers were to stand up on the inside. So I have a, you know, very different angle than a lot of teachers, and so my goal is to constantly educate teachers, because real teachers are kind and professional and they're good examples to children. But what's happening? America looks and sees all these radical teachers, right, who are unprofessional, prideful, poor examples to kids, self-serving, it's all about me, and they can't figure out why. Yeah, that's the union's influence.
Well, you know, I agree with you. Like I said, I work with a lot of great teachers. I do look with a lot of teachers that would do anything to make sure the kids got a good education. I work with teachers, too, who are 9-to-5ers, if you would. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Don't go far, really. Seriously, we've got a lot more to talk about with Rebecca. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Show me your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The coronavirus crisis has sent U.S. unemployment surging to 14.7%, a level last seen when the country was in the throes of the Depression, and Franklin D. Roosevelt was assuring Americans the only thing to fear was fear itself. And because of government errors and the particular way the Labor Department measures the job market, the true picture might be even worse. By some calculations, the unemployment rate stands as high as 23.6%, not far from the Depression peak of 25%. The Labor Department said that 20.5 million jobs vanished in April, the worst monthly loss in history, triggered by coast-to-coast shutdowns of factories, stores, offices, and other businesses. On Wall Street, stocks actually pushed higher as investors realized the numbers were not quite as bad as originally predicted. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, I think you ought to be listening on your local radio station. Some of you are listening on your computer and on your smartphone and that kind of thing. And that's great. We have an app for Apple and for Android, so you get the show live and that kind of stuff. But here's the reality, okay? It's easier, it's better, the message gets out more on the local stations. And this year, I think we picked up four stations because you guys did what I told you to do. Pick up the phone, call your local station, ask them why they're not carrying the show. And if they don't give you a good answer, call me. I'll call them. Not that hard. It really isn't. Anyway, I do appreciate the time you get involved in texting and chatting and that kind of stuff. And, you got to get engaged. You need to get information. Don't just spew the party line. Don't just spew the line that you read on Facebook. Make sure you are well-informed. Seriously. I'm bringing Rebecca Friedrichs on with me. She's the founder of Four Kids in Country, author of Standing Up to Goliath, and we know who Goliath is, and a 28-year public school teacher. My God, God bless you. And she fought against the divisive tactics of politics and corruption of the unions and so much more. I mean, again, you guys, I've told you the story about how they came after me in the early years. They came after a friend of mine who was an assembly person. It's just amazing. And not because they were lousy legislators, but simply because they weren't Democrats. Rebecca, thanks for being with me.
It's great to be here. Your friends were probably good legislators, and that's why they came after him.
Yeah, well, he didn't have the right letter in front of his name. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. It seems to be the norm. Also, you've got a PragerU video. It is still up, right? I mean, because they've been yanking it down like crazy.
Yeah, I think it has 5 million views now. It's doing well. It's on school choice.
Very good. Well, why good teachers want school choice? Yeah. You know, in this, what's going on right now in the country, I kind of think this is a good thing. It's been a reset for a lot of things, including education. A lot of parents are figuring out that, wait a minute, maybe I could do this. This isn't what
Thank
I thought
God.
It was, right?
Thank
I mean, tell me some
God.
Of the things you're hearing.
Well, first of all, when all this first started, the very first day, I said to my family, this is a silver lining. The kids have been rescued from the dangerous public schools. And people couldn't understand me at first, but it is so true. We've been praying for so long that children wouldn't have to put up with this radical sex ed and truly dangerous discipline policies. Teachers aren't able to discipline anymore. Teachers are in crisis because they can't discipline. So the kids are safer. What I'm hearing when I talk to parents and teachers is really interesting. When I talk to parents and teachers connected to public schools, they're very frustrated about this whole pandemic because they're not getting the help they need to deliver the instruction or to receive the instruction. They are very frustrated. However, when I talk to folks who are connected with charter schools, private schools, homeschools, they're saying, hey, they're getting the work done. It's, you know, it's a change, but it's wonderful. It's been fine. So it's interesting. We actually just put a survey out this week for Kids in Country, and our survey is asking people that exact question. What kind of school are you at? We ask them to tell us their school type, and then just let us know. How's it going? Is it going well? Are you frustrated? Are you getting what you need? And so we'll know more officially once our survey is over. But so far, it's not looking good for the public schools.
Well, as you know, I'm on the school board here in Southern California, and I've been telling my board members, you've got to get ready for this, because this is not going to be education as normal when school resumes, and you better come up with blended. You know, a couple of years back, I think about 6 years ago, I was the driving force behind bringing homeschooling actually to our district. So we had kids that are homeschooling that will actually get a diploma from our district, but they have to follow certain guidelines, obviously. They have to check in, make sure the kids are learning or what have you. But that's available in a lot of districts. And we were ready for this distance learning, and I'm telling everybody, this is not going to be an anomaly. This is going to end up being the norm for a good portion of our students, and we better get ready for this, or else it's just it's really going to, financially, this state's already in trouble.
Well, I hope you're right that a lot of parents will keep with the homeschooling. Now that it's been forced on them, they were afraid to do it. And quite frankly, it's the teachers' unions that went around telling parents, you can't do it. You don't have a credential. You're this, you're that. And telling teachers that homeschooled kids aren't being educated, that's a big fat lie. Every homeschooled child I know is off the charts in their skills. They're doing a great job. Parents, you can do it.
Yeah.
And you know, parents and teachers are supposed to work together and support each other. It's not true that charter school kids are being abused. This is what the union tells teachers and really confuses teachers, because teachers love kids. They want what's right for kids. So they buy into these lies. I'm hoping that this whole pandemic, number one, gives parents the courage to continue homeschooling. Number two, helps parents to realize, ooh, my child wasn't learning as much at school as I thought. And number three, helps teachers to realize that, you know what, your union isn't doing you any favors, because they've actually been blocking some of these school districts from getting teachers what they need to give the instruction that they need to give the kids right now. Please, teachers, see the truth.
Listen, again, I'm going to go back to, I know a lot of great teachers, a lot of good teachers, probably like yourself, that want to get past all the union stuff and even the ed code stuff that's a little crazy, doesn't make any sense.
Yep.
Just want to teach those kids, right? So
that's right. Oh,
right.
My goodness.
And
beating
their brains out to do it.
Yes.
And a lot of them are working extra hard right now to help these kids get through some of the issues they're having. So
they sure are.
Yeah. And to your point a minute ago, I can't tell you, when we first started doing this at our district, I kept saying, look, you don't know these homeschool kids. They have a mindset that they're uneducated. You know, they're these inbred kids sitting at a kitchen table all day long that don't have two brain cells to rub together. And they found out, or have found out, yes, in some cases, you know, the parents did a lousy job at educating their kids. But in most cases, the majority of cases, they did a great job at educating their kids. They found, you know, ways to learn how to, whatever it was, science or math that they didn't understand. They found ways to make it happen. And I think that they were pleasantly surprised and somewhat scared.
They
found out the reality of
Well, you know what? And I want to make sure your listeners know something, too. So I taught in the public schools in California, and it was the policies being pushed by the unions and other special interest groups that were destroying my classroom and destroying my ability to do what was right for my students and destroying the ability of the parents to do what was right for their kids. So one of the things, teachers often push back, and they don't understand that, you know, they think we're all upset with them in the public schools. It's not the teachers in most cases. It's the system in which the teachers are trying to function. It's a corrupt and broken system. And so what I discovered, especially when Common Core came in, and by the way, teachers, if you're listening, Common Core was supported by your teachers' union, and the unions helped bring in the curricula. And if you don't believe that, it's in my book, and I have footnotes to tell you where to find the information where the Gates Foundation gave $10 million to the teachers' union. So it's the truth. And what I discovered as soon as that Common Core came in, I was told by a principal that I could not teach history anymore. And I said, what? I was teaching fourth grade. I teach California history. That's the best thing we learn in fourth grade. What do you mean I can't teach it anymore? There's not enough time for it anymore because of that Common Core math. They are purposely removing important things like history. If you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat the bad stuff. They're purposely removing things and really dumbing down our society on purpose. And this is why so many homeschooled children are doing better, because their parents would never do that to us. A teacher would never do that, but the system is doing it. See, and it's through the unions.
I don't know what the school district, I don't know what they're afraid of. Here's the deal. In California, they get rid of the high school exit exam. The kids would continually be doing worse every year. And then instead of trying to figure out what was going wrong, what they needed to do to learn better or to have more information, they kept dumbing down the test. And I'm going, this is wrong. And one of the things I love to drive home, and I make some of the teachers that listen to my show, I make them nuts, because I said, here's the deal. I want you to think about something. In the Jim Crow days, the reason they didn't teach, you couldn't teach black people how to read, you couldn't educate them, was because if they got educated, they could figure out how to overcome, right? They could get out of the situation they were in, they could figure out how to overcome. So for decades we've been dumbing down education, and look where we're at today. We laid down within weeks and forgot that we have a constitution in place to protect ourselves.
There you go. So here's, you've got it. Now our founders said this. They said, there's only one way you can keep a republic. And we, by the way, are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. The only way you can keep it is with a well-educated and moral citizenry.
Okay,
both
hold on.
Those have been attacking
us. Hold that thought. We'll hit that after the break, because it's so true. How many people don't know how many branches of government, what the branches do, how you make laws? Remember, AOC thought she made the laws. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Show us in your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
This shit, that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls. Them
we are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her on because I wanted to make sure we get as much information as we can out to you. Rebecca Friedrich is joining me. She's the founder for Kids in Country, author of Standing Up for Goliath. You can check out her PragerU video, Why Good Teachers Want School Choice. It's got over 5 million views. No wonder, you know, again, I know Dennis, he's a good guy, really enjoy talking with him, but, you know, they're trying to bring PragerU down because think about something. You have people that actually have experience in these areas that they're talking about. Rebecca has experience in education, 28 years as a teacher, so she has every right to talk about it. And when you talk about school choice, I'll tell you what, when the parents are finding out what their kids are learning and what they're up against, they actually see what's in the books that they're learning, they want choice. I mean, how dare they? One of my local, and again, I'm not trying to eat up your time, Rebecca, but one of my local assembly people who's now running for Congress, Christy Schmidt's her name, okay? And she was the one that fought against charter schools. She was fighting hard, basically, to take school choice away from parents. And I was one of those kids that if I was forced to do a regular regiment, I'd be a number in a jail today. I needed somebody to teach me to work with my... I needed a different kind of education. We have so many kids, to your point, talked earlier. They're flourishing in charter schools. They're flourishing in a different kind of school system, if you would, in private schools. And they were trying, and they're still trying to take that away today. And it's wrong. And it's dead wrong. Parents should be able to decide where their kids go. Anyway, go ahead.
You know, it's very wrong. And I'm so glad you brought up the trades, because I have a son who's 24 years old. And when he was young, the schools kept labeling him ADHD. And I never told him he had that label. And I write about this in my book. And this is a heart issue for me, because I watched my son, who is brilliant and full of energy and so great with his hands, being told he had to sit still for 7 hours a day, and then they called him deficit and disorder. The school was deficit and disorder. So what we finally did, and he even said to me last night, Mom, I could have had a job, you know, right out of eighth grade if they wouldn't have made me stay in those schools, right? We got him into a trade school. Do you know, he works for SpaceX, and he is this amazing welder, and he loves his job, and he's good at it. Yeah. And he's just doing it great. And, you know, we are so proud of him. And nobody at SpaceX is calling him deficit and disorder. They're going, whoa, you did that? How'd you, oh, wow. And, I mean, I'm telling you what, parents, if someone's calling your kid names and telling you to put him on pills, I hope you'll reject that. Because, you know, for 28 years, I had little boys in my room, and sometimes they were little girls, who, no, they can't sit still for 7 hours with their hands folded. God didn't make them that way. Our education system, this industrialized system that was not designed for children, it was designed to make things easy to put kids into public schools. It was never meant to be that way. Earlier we talked about how what our founders said. They said, to keep a free republic, you have to have a well-educated and moral citizenry. What did they do when they set up our school systems in early days of America? We were a nation of homeschoolers, small independent schools, small private schools. We were not a nation of these big industrial complexes where there's school shootings and you have to go through metal detectors and kids are sitting in classrooms of 40 kids and they're not getting the attention they need. I'm saying this as a public school teacher who had to deal with this system my entire career. I could have done so much more for those students if the system would have been better, if the classrooms hadn't been set up the way they are. I would get students in my fourth grade class, about a third of them would be reading at a kindergarten level on the first day of school. How do you address that? Kids should earn the next level. It shouldn't be based on your age. So there's just so many things we've accepted as, oh, that's the way it is, that isn't good for our kids, that isn't good for our teachers, that isn't good for our country. And we need to challenge that. We need to stop saying, oh, we're just going to do it that way because we've always done it that way. We haven't always done it that way. Some very corrupt people got their way in, and they did it through unionizing teachers. Listen. And bringing other special interest groups in, and they turned us on our head.
You know as well as I do, one of the first books commissioned to be taught in quote-unquote public schools, paid for by the Congress of these United States, was the Bible, right? And now you can't, well, they try to make you believe you can't bring it anywhere near the school. I find that just totally interesting. But look, I'm coming up on 61 years old. I know, I don't look a day over 20, but I'm coming up on 61 years old, okay? And I still remember my high school my high school counselor's name, Mr. Banta, all right? And Banta caught me going down the halls, playing around between classes, gave me a physical slap upside the head, knocked me to my butt, picked me up and said, you are obviously not cut out for education. Let's find something you like to do. And he took me down to the shop classes. And what kept me in school, what helped me graduate, was me being in those shop classes, working with my hands, burning off some energy, feeling like I was doing more than opening up books all day. And at one time in my career, I never stepped a foot in college, okay? I grew up in a very poor part of Boston. And at one time in my career, I made over $200,000 a year managing a whole computer technician division for the whole West Coast of California. I didn't step foot.
Of course you did.
In a school.
Drink.
In a college one
Drink.
Time. So you have to help kids find their
so
passion.
Many kids.
You know?
That's right. Yeah. Well, and their gift. What did they give? We said to our son, he thought he had to go to college because that's what all his teachers told him. We said, we didn't tell you that. And he was like second year of college at this point. And we said, what is your gift? What's God telling you to do? What do you think is your calling? And he just said, I love welding. And we told him, go weld.
Ooh, go
he's
weld.
Great at it. And we need mechanics. We need tile layers. We need plumbers. We need roofers. And all of those jobs are valuable and so important. And we have this system. Think about it. We have this system that told our kids that that's not important anymore. They took out wood shop.
Oh, you don't
get a
plumber.
They took out home economics.
Right, exactly.
And they said, that's not important anymore. And why? Because they want to get them all into the university system so they can train them all to believe the way they believe. I have so many friends who send their kids to college and their kids come home atheists from the college.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because, listen, Rebecca, I want you to think about something, right? They took home ec out because sewing was only being shown to girls, and boys didn't sew, and it's just, it's, you know what, it's just too misogynistic to do that, right? And yet, one of the richest guys in this country sews pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Isn't that something?
He worked a sewing machine to make pillows.
I have them, my pillow.
I do, too.
I have my pillow. Those things are good.
I do, too.
Little commercial.
But seriously, yes. we've lost the understanding that you need a plumber. You need a carpenter. You need an electrician.
I fed
my whole family as an electrical contractor, you know, four kids.
Wonderful.
And again, didn't go to college. And my kids threw that up in my face. It's like, why do I have to go to college? You were able to make money.
Well, and sadly what they've done is just like these unions do to teachers and parents and administrators, they divide us. They've divided our country, and they're telling people that certain sectors are better than others. That's mm-hmm. a lie, too. We're all humans created by God, and we're equal.
Yep.
And so, look, get out there and do your gifting, and let's all thrive because you're doing your gifting and I'm doing my gifting. And you know, they've really undermined us, so it's time that we stop listening to them and, you know, we stand up and do what's right for our kids and for our country, which is why we're called For Kids and Country, by the way.
the sad part about all this is that we don't fight anymore, Rebecca. Now, you do. You're one of the soldiers, okay? And you, but you know as well as I do. Let's just be brutally honest about it. We have a lot of friends of ours that will say, "Yeah, I'm behind you. I'm fighting for you," and they don't. They never leave the house. They never
That's
leave
right.
the keyboard, right?
That's right.
You're going
That's
out.
Right.
You're putting yourself on the line. I do the same thing. You know, it's kind of like if you don't want to do it, then support Rebecca, support Joe, help us get out there and give the message. If they want to help you, how do they do that?
Well, thanks for asking. They can come to forkidsandcountry.org. They could donate to us. That would be amazing. The biggest thing they can do is adopt a teacher. So if they come to our website, forkidsandcountry.org, and click on Adopt a Teacher, they can read a flyer that will take them less than 3 minutes that tells them how to adopt a teacher. Basically, this is what you do. You choose a teacher that you know, somebody you know is a good person, that you care about, and you embrace that person and you educate them. You educate them by giving them a copy of the book I wrote, which is called Standing Up to Goliath. It's available on Amazon and all over online. And you give that to the teacher and make sure the teacher reads it. Bribe them to read it if you need to. Once they start it, it's an easy read. It's all testimonies that brave teachers let me tell their stories. And we expose these unions for what they're doing to our kids, what they're doing to our classrooms and our country. Teachers need to know this because the unions are collecting about $5 billion, with a B, annually from educators alone. It's tax-free money that they use to spend on politics, far, far left politics like AOC and people like that. And so it's very important for teachers to understand where their money's really going. It's not going where they think it's going. And the only way we can educate them is one at a time. It takes a relationship because teachers have been so lied to by these unions.
Yep.
So adopt the teachers, the number one thing people can do, and donate to us would be great.
You know, guys, at least check them out. Find out about her. I've known her for years. She's doing good, great work out there. And this wasn't Bash the Teacher Hour. Let's just be clear, right? There are a lot of fantastic teachers out there. My neighbor loved to watch her work. She loved her kids, and she worked hard to take care of her kids. We're not picking on those teachers. But you should choose yes, you too. You should choose the way your kids are educated. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Show me senior host. You're listening to The Real Side.